time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring in the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. On my 101 series today, what a great title, Leave No Trace Camping. I've been camping since I was a child, first in the backfields on the farm, and I remember those days and nights, awesome, to overnights on the Appalachian Trail, we call it the AT, then it's backpacking with Dr. Bob and all my friends, and then it became, up to the present day of doing my grizzly bear research in the top of the Rocky Mountains where we're out backpacking for weeks at a time doing our research. Today, let's take the time to see what's necessary for that perfect overnight camping trip, and upon our exit, the earth is left as if no one was ever there. I have a show that you can listen to on the perfect day hike, so if you want to know about the gear you bring just for, day hiking, but it will help you a little bit. And I will also do a future show on backpacking, but this is that, perfect overnight trip that we're going to do. The way to start is by saying, how many of you have heard this? What you pack in is what you pack out. Often we like these catchy phrases, but do we incorporate them into our own outdoor adventures? Because you're overnight camping, possibly car camping, this allows you to bring, some other items you typically couldn't bring on that backpacking trip. And here you can bring a few extra garbage bags. Many times, not only taking out what you pack in regard to garbage, but often what others leave behind. And you know what? And I really mean this. It's sort of tearful to see what other people are leaving behind and shouldn't be. And I guess the best way, and we always talk about it, but I really believe this, as usual, we need to educate our youth, our next generation of outdoors men and women. We want them to protect our earth. Garbage bags will also somewhat protect some of the odors, our food. They're going to be emanating out to entice our wild friends, of which, hey, we want to see them at a distance, but we don't want to see them in our campsite. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Because we are like people of odors, we'll say that. And I don't mean you personally smelling or me personally smelling, but and there's many of them. Let's start with food first. Safety, absolutely. Here's your tip. There is no food ever in your tent. And the clothes you cook in, those foods, and I call them obviously your cooking clothes, they go in your food bag at night. They're hung in a tree and they're never brought because they will have the odors of the food. So it is like that is the wrapper and you are the, the energy bar. So we got to, joking, but being in a serious sense, we don't want any critters making unexpected visits because of some of the aromas inside the tent. Now, I'll give you a great example. Up in the top of the Rockies doing my grizzly bear research. So I've got some peanut butter and honey, one of my favorite sandwiches out in the wild. And I'm eating it and some of the honey drips onto my pants. I got a pair of camo pants. And once again, you don't have many clothes out there because, our backpacks. So this is an actual backpacking trip. We're up there for weeks at a clip. You got all this gear, your research gear, from winter gear to, I guess, shorts and t-shirts because some days, daytimes it's the 70s. And at nighttime, it drops down to 30s, sometimes upper 20s, depends on where we are and the elevation that we're at. Well, one day that honey is on my pants, and now I realize that is the only pair of pants that I have with me, and it can't go in the tent. So with that being said, it is now going up in my food bag every night, and I want you to know that when you wake up and it's 30 degrees out, and now you must go outside, lower your food bag down just so you have a pair of pants to put on. So I give you the sort of comical anecdote or solution, but it just, it goes back to that safety piece. Now, And you'll see how this is Leave No Trace camping as we go along here. So just listen. We're going to cook at least 100 feet from our tent. We call this our kitchen area. We dig a small hole, which is our kitchen sink. Water we may have cooked pasta in gets poured into this. You know, you're going to clean your pots and pans. You're going to empty them here into this little hole. And think about this. When you brush your teeth, because all toothpaste have that minty flavor. That's what we want our teeth and our mouth to smell like. Well, we're going to actually spit that toothpaste into the sink. We cover the hole because we are protecting the odors. Now, other odors, and I'm very serious about this one to protect you, wear items using no scent. And that includes deodorants. And many deodorants have a scent, and there are a few out there. And nature guys and gals, there are ones with no scent on them. We don't want to wear colognes or perfumes. And here's one, shampoos with a scent. They are all going to attract insects, possibly critters, because animals, they like scents, just pleasant scents. And then you don't want to smell like a flower. Otherwise, you will have visitors. So moving on to campfires. And I mean this, one of my favorite things in life is to sit by the fireside. It could be my wood-burning stove or fireplace inside. I have the outside fire pit outside. But if we are on a campsite, we first use only approved fire rings at campsites. This is the law. And I want you to know that there have been recent cases where people have built extra large fires and, you know, things of woods and forests, they've caught on fire. And the people who caused the fire are now responsible for two things: paying to put the cost out of the fire, the firefighters, all them, that cost, and to regrow the forest. And this can lead into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But we want to make sure that our fire is under control. Hey, get out there and enjoy it. I mean, sitting by that fire is just awesome, you know, but we don't want a bonfire. And then the other thing we need to be is cognizant of the wind. You know, on those windy nights, you're going to have to make a decision. Hey, if it's too windy, there's no fire. And hey, would I like to be sitting by a fire? Yeah, but we need to always, and we always talk about this, about being safe. And when you are done, that fire pit should look like no one had, you know, there's no extra anything left around it. And that's the garbage that is sometimes a broken chair, and that's going to leave with you. So this is that Leave No Trace camping. And because you're overnight camping, you might be able to bring firewood. Sometimes, you know, you have a car or a truck, you can bring some extra gear. Well, if not, you're going to use only down deadwood. And, you know, you have to go out and collect it. And collecting the firewood is a great job to give to, you know, if you have children on the trip, hey, we should all have some type of function in what we do. And that's one of them. Now, here is something I know that I need to speak about. So don't get any, actually, hey, if you have a question or a comment, you can always tweet me at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E-E Outdoors. So let's talk about when nature calls. You know, at state parks, national forests, the campsites, there's usually some type of restroom facilities. I've seen some that are quite nice, and then some that are very primitive would be a good question, thought. You just have the typical outhouse that's there. So here's two of my tips. I bring comfortable toilet paper. You know, the TP that they have inside those outhouses and facilities, some of them are like cardboard. I also place a bottle of antibacterial, you know, product outside the outhouse, and that is for everyone in my team. So when you're out there and you're camping and you go there, I don't need you returning, and I'll just stop right there. So that's what the antibacterial is for. Now, I'll give you, going back, because I discussed a little bit about my grizzly bear research up in the top of the Rockies. You know, we were in a ecologically sound area. We were in a place that if we deemed it critical grizzly bear habitat, that no one else would ever be able to go into that area. And you know something? It was. And a really cool story. I am one of the few people that have ever been to this part of the Rockies and ever will be. Well, let's talk about the nature call there. Because we're in that ecologically sound area, we had to dig a hole, do our business, actually burn the TP, and then cover it up. Because think about this. This is a Leave No Trace camping. Again, that was a backpacking one, but that's a piece of it. Now, if you're car camping, you can keep all of your food sealed in the coolers, and garbage bags tied up closed in the trunk. So again, keeping those scents away from the critters because they can do some great damage. You know, enjoy the comfort of many different types of food in that cooler because on other backpacking trips, you're limited to what you can actually bring. So that's just one of those things. You know, many times you hear me discuss safety, and I spoke a little bit about it before, but here you go. You need to create a safety plan. Who does what in case of an emergency? It's best to work this out prior to your camping. You know, many times what we will do is, you know, my camping friends, mates, family, we actually will meet the night or two before. Most times it's not the night before because you're prepping your gear and all that. But we'll sit down, maybe it's dinner, maybe sitting by the fireside outside, and we're chatting about, but we create that safety plan then, and that's important. And if you don't get a chance, because sometimes you're just meeting up with your friends, you know, at a specific point, you know, you'll jump into one or two vehicles and off you go. And on that drive up to the campsite, prior to the trip, look up the local hospital, know their phone number, their address, know where the ranger station is and the ranger's phone number. Now, if you are traveling solo, and I, you know, there's a million different things you can do in the outside solo, whether it's fishing or hiking, and this one happens to be camping, I'm going to let you know that my great friend Diane, and Diane was a director of the Red Cross, and she gave me a really cool tip. Anytime you are going out, you should leave a note on your kitchen table, especially if you're going solo, where you're going to be. If you can pinpoint the location, do that. And what rangers like to do is, if you're parking your truck somewhere and going off camping, to leave some directions. It's just in the windshield of your car that, hey, this party of four and give a number, we are going to. So that's something you should do. Now, cataloging your trip. Catalog it with photos. You know, taking those pictures of your family and your friends. But this is leave no trace. Do not pick any flowers or take any cool-looking rocks, because this is also actually against the law. And here's the other thing. That flower, beautiful as it may, it's going to die. But those photos are going to last a lifetime and just to share with each other. You know, and if you were to ask me about some of my greatest days out in the wild, many of them were sitting around a campfire. Hopefully, after each camping trip throughout the years, my care for Mother Nature grew exponentially. Often you will hear me say, protect and preserve our earth. Leave no trace camping falls under the category of protect. So plan your next overnight camping trip and plan to make it a leave no trace adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. That was awesome.